So let's look at the sugya of Seder Levishas Begodim Vishas HaMiluim and see how far we get, what we can understand from it. So Gemara says, Hey Medbeis, Ketzad Alvisha. Ketzad Malvisha. So the Gemara says, how were the Kohanim dressed? The Gemara explains that we're trying to figure out the what seems to be an ambiguity in the Psukim. Ketzad Alvishan. So the Gemara says, Ketzad Alvishan, by the Havahave, Elo Ketzad Malvishan La'asad Lavay. So, Gemara says, "La'asad lovei nami kishi yavoyu arinu banu v'moishim moem." Ela ketzad alvishan lemizbar kiroi pliga. So the Gemara first seems to say, "Ketz ma'ida hava have." We have several Gemaras like that. Ma'ida hava have hilchas of the Meshicha. Tosfos points out. Tosfos suggested the. They are the same question. So our Gemara says this is not does not belong to the parasha Ma'ida Hava Have because we have to understand Teresh Vechzav. So if there's an ambiguity in Teresh Vechzav, I mean the Rebbein Shem wants us to understand it. So that's certainly part of the agenda of Talmud Torah. Question is. When the Gemara wants to paskin, do we have to? Is part of the agenda of Teresh of Talmud Torah to paskin halachos that are not lamaisa? In other words, to learn the sugyas for sure, to learn the sugyas b'toiras when the neshama from shavseinu, correct, but to work on a sugya lasuke sugya aliva. The Shmaitza, that Nakud of Talmud Torah, is that part of Talmud Torah when it's lost and loving. So the Gemara says that's not this sugya though. This sugya is because we have to know about Arinu Vanu Vomoshe Imohen. So that's what the Ramban explained in the Hasogah. So the Shoresh that Arinu Vanu is a separate din because they're coming back Yidei Tchias HaMeisim. So every other koyin is going to be a koyin b'tervas koyin because he was born from a koyin because Eliyahu Hanavi because the Beis Din b'shas binyan Beis Hamikdash is going to validate all the koyinim. Going to tell us who's going to have to bring sefer yuchsin. So they're all going to be koyinim. But a person who comes. Al yedei tchias hameisim, so he has no yichus lachar. That's what the Ramban is saying. That that's the separate, it's like Reb Chaim's kasha on the Beis Yosef, right? That miraculous oil is not oil. I don't know. Maybe they'll be reestablished as kohenim, but maybe they have to be. I don't know. But that's the Ramban is pointing out that they have a special din. So lechayra, that's not the answer to our kasha. Moishe imam. In other words, that we don't have to figure out. We're not responsible. Apparently, that we're not going to paskin for Aaron Ubanov. They're going to have their own din, their own seder. Why does they moishe imam? So Reb Beryl had an interesting vort of the Brisker Rav's oldest son. He said that the Brisker Rav says, Parshas Pinchas, The Brisker Rav says that Yemos HaMashiach, we're going to need to reestablish the Kabbalah, the Mesorah, on items where Nifsek or HaMesorah. Right? If there's certain items we no longer have a Kabbalah, certain items, let's say Bizman and Asil Ben Kenaz, so those would be established, the Derech Pilpul, Derech Sfar, and then we had the Beis and Shalayin Aleph, but Lechara after Churban Bayis, if we've lost the Mesorah, so we have to reestablish the Mesorah, the Chachmei Mesorah. That's going to happen in Moshe. What is something, Lechara, the Brisker Rav is saying, there's certain parts that can only be transmitted by Mesorah. So for most things, we're successful. The shape of the tefillin, the color of the tefillin, all yidei Mesorah, so we have still maintained that Mesorah. But if there's certain things that be lost yidei Mesorah, maybe certain simonim, maybe certain birds, that we'll need to reestablish them, maybe certain grasshoppers, we'll have to reestablish yidei Mesorah. According to the tchelas, according to Beis Halevi, we'll have to reestablish the Mesorah. If you're wearing chelis, you always say the alleged Beis Halevi. But if you're not wearing chelis, the Beis Halevi. So certain things probably maybe could be pronunciation needs a Mesorah. You cannot, nowadays we can through recording, but that came after the break of the Mesorah. So whether, we'll find out, be Moshe Mashiach, whether Moshe is correct that all the different pronunciations were all given by Sinai, or whether others are correct to say no. That there's one way of pronouncing, and everything else is a distortion. So certain things are going to require Chachmei HaKabbalah. So that's what the Brisker Rav said, that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be the one who reestablishes the Kabbalah, because you can't recreate certain things. Certain things that you establish al yedei svarim, you can reestablish, and you get the imprimatur, the Beis and Agolah should be Yerushalayim. But certain things that require a Kabbalah, so that if you don't have the Kabbalah, you don't have it. That was the Beis Halevi's Zvar Legavit Chelis. Color requires a Kabbalah. You require your preschool teacher to tell you what color is a color. So you need the Mesorah. So you need to be able to reestablish. You can't just recreate it. That's the Machlaikis. Machlaikis is whether the color is part of a Mesorah that can or cannot be recreated. But certain things certainly are part of Mesorah that we require Chachmei HaKabbalah. So Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be the one that will say Tishbi Taretz Kusha V'Boyus. That's what Chaim said. The Brisker Rav said that's Pshat in the Pasuk of Sifse Koi Nishmu Das V'Tori Yevakshu Mifiyu. So that phrase V'Tori Yevakshu Mifiyu, he says that means the establishment of the Kabbalah, of the items of Kabbalah, require a Chachmei HaKabbalah. So that was the Brisker Rav. And then when the Brisker Rav said this, Reb Chaim, he said that's Pshat and Tishbi Taretz Kusha Levi. But then Reb Beryl said, but if I think is what he was saying. But Aaron and his sons, so they're. Where is their Kabbalah going to come from in order to reestablish, in order to know what the Gemara is saying, let's not worry about Aaron Ubanov. Because Aaron Ubanov, they'll figure it out themselves. So Beryl said they can't figure it themselves. They don't have a Mesorah, they don't have a Kabbalah. They come back to Chitkiyas HaMesim. They're entirely du novo. So they don't have. So that's Pshat and Moshe Imam. And Moshe will still be one of the Chachmas Pshat. So apparently, I think what he was saying, again, this is not so clear because he didn't write it, but I think what he was saying was that Hayyosef, the Torah doesn't describe the Ptira of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes back, he reestablishes his position, Mechachma Yemesera. So I think that's what he was saying. In other words, what's Pshat in the Torah not describing his death? So, in the Mahalach of Brisk, that's a din, that's a halacha. That he will be regained, and that's Pshat the Gemara over here.
Who did? The Torah does describe his death.
No, but it doesn't. Yeah, but it doesn't. Who's that?
Say it again. Right. Okay, so maybe it means that it hides it. I'm not sure. He uses the phrase of Moshe Leimes, if you say by Yaakov Avinu. So maybe the fact that it's hidden, I'm not sure. The fact that when the Kadosh Baruch Hu was there, I'm not sure. But then he says that's Pshat to Moshe Yimoyim, because Moshe will gain the position of being one of the Chachmei HaMesorah, even though he's going to come back Al Yedei Chias HaMesim. So the Gemara says that, so let's not worry, we have to worry about Moshe, about Aaron Ubano. We do have to worry about, so we have to figure out the Pesukim. So Gemara says that we have no doubt how the Kohenim put on their begodim. The only question, and we have no doubt how Aaron and his sons synchronize their levisha. The only suffix we have is when it comes to the yavneit, right? That was the one question. How did Aaron Ubonov synchronized. Hey, Yois, that the Torah says in the end of Sefer Shmos that v'chagarta oisam avnei Aaron Ubonov, that the Torah seems to say that they put on the avnei altogether, and then in the parsha of the Miluim, so there the Torah says that Aaron put on his avnei separately. So how did we synchronize Aaron Uvana? So the Gemara says that's the machlokes of what were the two possibilities. So the Rashi explains that the two possibilities are that Aaron Uvana would put on the three begodim that they certainly shared, right? And then the leba vasachas mamishkom elazeh acherzeh avu beseder echon hoyu v'lo yivsig beged acher beintayim hilmish la'arin kol begodov v'lo yichogar oisei avneit v'yachar kach hilmish esbonov mechnasayim ksoynes umbesnefes. So did one possibility is that Aaron put on all his begotten except for the Avnei, and then his sons put on all their begotten except for the Avnei, and they did all the Avnei, they all put on the Avnei together. So then it was synchronized differently. So then Rashi says, that Aaron would be fully clothed, right? And the Yachakach bnei Aaron ve'albishem kosnais v'yachar oisem ba'avneit. The divri akoil la Aaron tchila koydim shizchol bonav. There's no question that Aaron was first. The only question is, did Aaron put his avnate on separately, or did he put the avnate on together with the other sons? So the Gemara says that paradoxically, if you hold that the avnate, that he put them on together, if it's bevas achas, so then the avnate of the Kohen Gadol was different than the avnate of his sons. And if you hold that they were put all together, so then the avnate of the Kohen Gadol was the same as all the sons. So that's what the Ritva says in this Rashi, that's not correct. Right? The Ritva writes, "Tuluchuli alma maktim hoyu lochalechet al chaverik v'seder malos." And no question that Aaron put on the clothes first, and then there was a pecking order amongst the sons. Elish and Nechleku, imo yehevsek levishas shum dover, shum beged bein avnate la avnate. Was the avnate put on? Did they put on the avnates? Bang, bang, bang. Each one put the avnate on. They all got ready to put on the avnate, and then they put on the avnate. Man dom v'zachar zeh, so v'shilvish kol echa mehem l'gamri kodim l'chaveri, they all go fully dressed, and then they put on the avet, and the ones in v'zachas means that kilvisham she'or begodim chut me'avnit v'zachar zeh, the achrechein choga la'arnul vondav avneteim v'zachas b'loi hefshtek shum dover. Right, man dom omer v'zachar zeh, that each one got fully dressed, and if it's at the same time, so then the avnet was put on last. So the Ritva says that that could not be. Why? Because then it would come out that according to one man de Omar, Aaron was fully dressed, and then he put on the avnet afterward. It's not shayach. Can't be. Why? Heyach yalvish le'aron she'or bigdei kohuna gedolam koydim she'hoya melubash mikol arba bigdei hedjet. Couldn't be that he would be missing a beged shel hedjet and have the bigdei kohuna, and they have the kohuna gedol on first. That couldn't be. So it must be, it's not shayach that Aaron was fully clothed except for the avnet. It must be he had three begadim on, they put on their begadim, then he put the avnet together, and then Aaron put on the rest of the begadim. So Yosef he calls a machlokes Rashi v'Tva, where there is shayach to say that Aaron put on the big day, the avnet. The shaykh to say that Aaron would wear the big day kahuna gedayla before he had a complete set of big day kohenaj. Right? That's how Yosef he calls that. So again, the sugya is discussing what's going to be according to the Ramban b'yimei amiluim l'asalovim, and according to the Rambam, the sugya is only explained to us the psukim. Right? That's why the conclusion of the Gemara could support the Rambam as saying that in this particular case, there's only the Mizvar Kerah. Avi, Aaron, Ubanav, we don't have to worry about them. They'll be taken care of on their own. So and according to the Ramban, L'osad Lavai, again, all the Kainim are not going to have to go through this din of Rivi Begadim, because even according to the Ramban, the Yemei Amiluim, that's the Dor race, is not going to be part of the din of Big Day Kainim. Aaron Uvanov, that's a Dover Yachidim Yuchad, because they are come from Chiyas HaMeisim. That's a separate din. That's also going to be like a Hiro Asha. Not a Hiro Ledor race, what will be by Aaron Akain when he comes back to Chiyas HaMeisim. So the machleik is how to resolve the psukim. What did the Rebbeinu Shem say? Did the Rebbeinu Shem say that the sons and Aaron, there's no question they put it on kesed out of covet for the kohenim? That's no question. Only question is, did Aaron wait to put on the avne together with the other sons or not? So the Ritva says even that's not exactly the way that there is. Nobody could say that Aaron would put on his big day kohen gadol before having the avnet on, and Rashi says no, it's shayach to say that. All right, that's what's the nakudas hamachleik in the Ritva and Rashi? Ritva just says it can't be, not possible. This lechayra the Ritva is a raya. The fact that there is such a machleik is a raya for a difficult Rambam. The Rambam says that there is a din in Seder Levishas Begadim. Right? The Rambam, and our sugya is not discussing Seder Levishas Begadim. From our sugya, it's not meduyuk whether can he put the mechnasayim have to go on first. That's because Shleichoy says. That's a machlokes, whether the kedima, we discuss this with the mechnasayim, the kedima is mitam neisher chatzitza, or is the din kedima mechnasayim because they're seder levisha. At the most learned, it's a din in chatzitza. That seems to be the pshat in the Gemara. Biskei Rav says no, he has one rai that's also a din in seder levisha. But our Gemara is discussing the synchronizing Aaron Ubonav v'mei Abiluim. Our Gemara is not discussing whether there is an independent Seder of putting on begadim. Our Gemara is not saying that Kevinah Yisrael, you put on the right and the left, we have a Seder Levishas Min Olam, right? We have a Seder Medina of Ituv Tefillin, you have to put on Vahoyu, you have to put on the Tefillin Shel Yad first. Right? So sometimes we have a Seder Alpi, I don't know, then the Rabbanan and Yisrael, Talus before the Tefillin, right? So there are certain halachas of Seder. Now, is there a Seder Lagabe Bigdei Kahuna? So that's not this Gemara. This Gemara is Aron Uvonav. The Rambam, at the beginning of the 10th parak of Klei Mikdash, says, Keid Sad Seder Levish Zabegodim, Lai Vesh Mechnesayim Tchila, V'choy Gerez Mechnesayim Lamala, Amiti Bur Me'al Mosnevi, Achar Kei, V'argach Lai Vesh Akesoyin, V'achar Ka, Choy Gerez Ha'evnet, Kenegat Atzili Yodav. And then Kohen Gadol, he has his own Seder. So the Noisi Kehli Rambam say, where did the Rambam learn this din of Seder Levishas Begadim from? Apparently the Gemara comes close to saying in a few ways, but says, no, the Mechnasayim is Shalei Devar Choytzeis. The Briskerov suggests that maybe it comes from our Gemara. The Briskerov in a very thin sefer on Kiddush HaChodesh and Yom and Sukkot, the first entry, he discusses this din. Is there a din of Seder Lagabe Begadim? Right? We have a din of Seder, as Machlekes, is there a din of Seder Lagabe Birchas Hanenah? So is there a din, is it, we have Hilchas Kedima, right? We have, what is Hilchas Kedima? Torah Vishenu Torah, the Hilchas Kedima. We have a din of Kedima, came in Shehizchel, the Simus and Mitzvah.
Right?
Ein Marvan could be a din in Kedima, yeah. Could be. So the is there a din kedima of the gabi the begadim? So the Rambam says yes, but the Naisei Kelim, the Mefoshe Rambam, say what was the makor for this Rambam? So the Brisker Rav discusses whether the Rambam learned this from the din of miluim. Why? Because it says in Daf Hei Kesed Elvishon Sefer Rambam Loihoya said din biyuchad miluim. And the Rambam Lishitosa, because Rambam holds that there is no din of miluim. That's not the way to say it. I pointed out that the Ruchaim in the stencil says there's a din miluim. So, but there is no halacha of miluim l'doiros. So therefore, since there's no din of miluim l'doiros, so if there's a din seder levisha, then that is part of the regular applications of halachas. Because no din miyuchad of milum ledaris. Elohu din andoye gam ledaris. If I have a din that happened in the miluim, as we explained, the machlekes Rambam Ramban Lachaira is whether the yemei miluim is mechanech liavoida ledaris, or whether there is a separate din, or whether the kiyum of miluim in the malach in the avoid of the first week. Is it getting launching it avodas mechanchasan, but it's a regular avoida, or is it avodas mechanchasan and therefore there's a separate kiyum in the avoida? So the Rambam says it's not ledairos, it's not even a separate mitzvah of miluim. So the Rambam holds that the halachas that are applied to the prote halachas that are applied to the avoidas of the miluim, those are ledarves. So therefore, according to Rambam, this sugya, ketsad seder, ketsad melvishon, so that explains that there's a din of seder, legavi begotim, but then the Brisker Rav says, but that's not correct. Because he says, over here, he says, vakati, v'kevin shekein, akate divrei Rambam, Tzrichin Pirush Ubir, because this is not the Seder of the Levishas Begadim, it's the Seder of Aron Uvanu. So still minolan v'ikedin Levishas Begadim, that is a din of Kedima v'yichah. The Mimiluim ain raya, the Nerman din Seder al kolam v'yisah shal miluim. V'yusayin din Seder shebezehu din midin miluim, and ishach klal ikedin Levishas Begadim. V'tzarach yin bezeh. He says, maybe we would say the following. Maybe we would say, heyois, that there is a din, I think this is what he's saying, is
that you can only raise the question of the Seder of Arid Uvonov if it's part of a larger din of Seder Levisha Vagod. In other words, is it shaykh to say, how did Arid and his sons organize the Levisha of the Avnate? So that has to fit into a broader din. So he said, so if the Torah is telling us that there is a specific Seder of how Aaron and his sons are going to line up their Levisha, and Aaron's going to put on three begonim and then wait for the Avnate, so then Lechaira, that indicates to us that B'din Levisha, there's a Din Levisha, a Seder Levisha. And then the Brisker Rav says, not convincing. Why? The very Charivus Lechaira. He says, because when it comes to begonim, so big day kahuna only get their kedusha b'shas levisha, b'shas avoida. You have to wear them and do an avoida. So that means that when they were being put on, they didn't have the kedusha of big day kahuna yet. They weren't called big day kahuna. So he said, so therefore, it's not shach to say that there's going to be a seder of levisha big day kahuna when these items are not big day kahuna yet. Their clothing, which will become big tikkuna after the kohen does avoda. So the Brisker Rav said he's not convinced that this is a good raya. Lenia's daite, I don't understand two things: why you couldn't bring a raya from the second day of the mimulum, the third day of mimulum, unless you say that they didn't have kedusha till the seventh day. Who then? Yeah. They need all 7 days to, right. And the other possibility, which I don't understand fully, is that l'chaira, the din of Seder, may have to do with the covenant for the begadim. So why do you have to wait till the big dekuna, but teres big dekuna? Who said that the din of Seder is a din in Kedusha's big dekuna? Right? We have a din of Seder in our shoes. Okay. Our shoes don't have a Kiddusha, right? We have a din of Seder in Birchas Hananen. So that's even before I said the brach on it. So the din of covered for begodim, or it could even be covered for the person, right? Which begodim go on first? In other words, it could be like Rav Kook held that a person should always be mechabit his head first. I don't know if he meant to put on a yarmulke, but in washing, always wash the head first to give cover to the keich hasichli. So maybe what the Rambam is saying, hayoyis, that our sugya talks about a seder levisha, so the seder levisha has to fit into a broader din. It doesn't make sense to say there's only a Seder Levisha when Aaron and Uvonov are next to each other. L'chor, there should be a Seder Levisha by Aaron and Uvonov themselves. And then we figure out how we then organize the Seder Levisha of all the Kohenim together. And then maybe it's not a Din in Kedushas Big Day Kahuna. But we could still say even sharper. The L'chor, that's what the Ritva said. And the Brisker Rav doesn't have the Ritva. L'chor, the Ritva is a good raya for the Brisker Rav's. Not for the halach. Why? Because the Brisker Rav says, not shayach, that the Kohen Godol should be able to put on the big day kahuna gedol before he had the big day kohen head, So that means the Ritva says there is an implicit Seder Levisha, at least in the Kohen Godol's begadim. So once there's a din of Seder Levisha by Big Day Kohen Gadol, so then again, San Bukhrach, Rashi disagrees, but Lechari, you could say that also fits in. In other words, one could say that Heyois, that it's not, according to Ritva, it's not Shaykh to have Big Day Kahuna Gadol before Big Day Kohen Gadol. That means that there is a din of Seder Levisha. So once it's a din of Seder Levisha, so it could be. The Rambam would say that there should be a Seder Levisha b'chol beged u'beged. Once the Torah describes to us the Seder Levisha, legabe
big day kunuk dovid kahedjet. So maybe, and then we would say, like you're suggesting, that it's a din and kavod of the big day kuna. Lav dafka din and kedusha big day kuna. What? How are we going to explain the machlekes Ridva and Rashi? What's the hezra dover? That according to the Ritva, it's not shaykh to have the big day kahuna gedayla on before the big day kohen hedjet are all in place. Did I say it right? It's not shaykh to put on, right, not shaykh to put the avnet on last. Because that means you'll have the big day kahuna gedula all in place, the eifet, the choshen, the chulei. So that's a machlaikis in the sugya. So the Ritva says, no, it can't be a machlaikis. It's not shaykh to say such a thing. Eifshah. So we learn together or Sameach. And they said we'd come back to. So Sameach raises the question whether the big day Koyin Hedjet, which the Koyin Gadol wears, are they the regular big day Koyin Hedjet? Or are they of an elevated status that they are also part of the Big Day Kohen Gadol? In other words, so this Rav Simcha raises the question of whether the Kohen Gadol wears four Big Day Kohen Hedjet and four Big Day Kohen Gadol, or whether he wears eight Big Day Kohen Gadol. So happens, three or four are very, very similar to the Big Day Kohen Hedjet. L'chaira, that is the machlekes of whether it could be the machlekes where the avnet shel kohen gadol is the same as the avnet shel kohen hedjet. L'chaira, if the avnet is amluchrach, if the avnet shel kohen gadol is the same as the avnet shel hedjet, then it's shach to say that it's four big day kohen hedjet and four big day kohen gadol. If the avnet is different, then again it's not muchrach. You could have three and five also. But so the l'chaira, if one says that it's not shaykh to have the big day kohen gadol on before the big day kohen hedjet are in place, l'chara, you're saying that it's four and four. And l'chara, a good answer to why it would be shaykh to have the big day kohen gadol on before the hedjet on would be, what are you talking about? They're all big day kohuna. They're all big day kohuna gedayla. In other words, this L'chayra, this is what the Ritva is saying, and L'chayra, this is what how we'd fan for Rashi. L'chayra, the Ritva is saying that the Kohen Gadol is wearing four and four. Right? In other words, once the Ritva says that it's not shaykh to say that the Big Day Kahuna Gedula should be on before the Big Day Kohen are complete, how are we going to explain that? L'chayra, he's saying that they are two separate sets of begadim. Okay, then you can take the next step. It's not shaykh to have to jump over. It's not shaykh, and when you can say it in machshava terms, we understand very well. It's not shaykh for a person to do hachana, 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 skip hachana, and then go to the next hachana. Right? It's not shaykh if once you say that there's a seder levisha. So again, just I'm only saying it in machshava terms just to give us the ability to wrap our minds around it, but not as a way of being magdir it. But l'chayra, if you're saying that there's a seder levisha, that means there's a seder in the hachana of when the kohens are getting into big day, getting into mode, right? He's into the zone. There's a seder of doing it. That means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a certain hachana, whatever. However, you're going to say pshat in the details of the machshava here. But l'chayra, again, I'm just saying it to help us understand the lumdus. So once you say there's a seder, so then the Ritva says, and it's not shaykh to say that the Seder would be hedjet, 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 kohen gadol, right? And then kohen gadol, then hedjet. The Seder has to be hedjet, 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 and then kohen gadol, gadol. So the Rashi would say, lavdavka. What do you mean lavdavka? Lavdavka, that the avnet shel kohen gadol is the avnet shel kohen hedjet. It's a different avnet. It's a memela when the Kohen Gadol puts on his meil and he puts on his ksayin as michlasayim. It's Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol. And that is what the Arsameach has as a chakira. He says, V'nira li, ibn noibar de Kohen Gadol avnet shaloi v'kshol Kohen hedjet shavim.
Harvei de koin godol, havi gam koin hejit, she'arba begodov shovim. All right, so the Arsameach takes the next step in the Lomdus. He says that l'chayra, if you have four and four, then it means that the koin godol is a koin hejit on steroids. But if you hold that the koin godol is wearing eight begodim, it's a different chalashem. Right? Is the koin godol a koin hejit with many more clothes, or is the koin godol a midoy bifnei atzma? So the or semech refers to a gemara. I do not remember so well. The gemara discusses whether if a koyin became a koyin gadol on the day they became on the day of his first eva voida, right? He was a koyin child prodigy. He already was, so by the time he maybe like a yiduk or something. By the time he came to be a koyin, he was a koyin gadol meirechem eva. So if you paid a lot of money, tshach. So his first day of avoda, he was really a kohen gadol. So does he bring a korban chavitin of the kohen hedjet and a korban minchas chavitin of kohen gadol, or does he bring only one kohen minchas chavitin? So that's a gemara in Zevachim. So the Arsameach says l'chari that's the same nekuda. If a kohen gadol is in a minui bifnei atzmai, no. So then minchas chavitin chinuch so can all be one. It can be two. And if it's a coin, and if it's a coin hedjet, who now has become a coin gadol, the coin needs two or three, because he has to be able to bring the minchas chavitim of a coin hedjet, and then bring the minchas chavitim of a coin gadol. So the Arsameach says that's all toloi on this din and this understanding. So that's what we're suggesting. We're suggesting that once you see the ritva of our sugya, so then our sugya can, so the Ritva does say there it has to be a Seder Levisha. The Ritva says there has to be a Seder Levisha in the between the big day coin golden big day coin hedget. And we're suggesting that Rashi is makabel that idea. That can be said. Only thing is that Rashi's saying that for the Kohen Gadol, there's no chiluk between the four and the four. It's all big day Kohen Gadol. Okay. So naturally, the Or Sameach has that chakira as two possible. The Or Sameach is toile that on whether the avnate of the Kohen Gadol is the same or different avnate. He says it's all part of the same discussion. For us, it gives us a hezber in understanding the two deyos, machlokes Ritva and Rashi, and possibly, we don't like doing this usually, leave it at that, is machlokes Ritva and Rashi, and it gives us an understanding that our Gemara, even though it is addressing the Seder of Arnu Bonov, but there is a Seder of Levishas Begodim, and that supports the Ha'ora of the Brisker Rav's Mahalach, that our Gemara can support the Rambam, that there is a din of Seder Levishas Begodim, and then we'd have to say that something along the lines that we suggested that the Seder of the Vishas Big Day Koyen is a din in Kovid for the Big Day Koyen, or Kovid for the Koyen, Kovid for the Bria, and Lav Davka did in Kedusha's Big Day Kahuna. Reb Chaim understood that the Big Day, that the Ribui Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Gadol independently added halachas to the Kohen Gadol over the Kohen Gadol himself. There's a little bit of different malach, a little bit, one step deeper. Reb Chaim pointed out that there's a machlokes Rambam Ravid whether the din that a kohen cannot leave the Beis Hamikdash b'shas his avoida. Right, he's doing an avoida, so he can't till he yetzim Pesach. So the Rambam says that that's a din for all kohenim, and the Rabbi says that's especially in the Kohen Gadol.
So the Reb Chaim explained that the pshat in the Ravid is not that the Kohen Gadol has a separate din than the Kohen Eged. It's that the Kohen Gadol is meruva b'begadim. He points out that the Ravid b'begadim adds on certain. Why does he say that? Because the Gemara. Leran Zvachim has lists the differences between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedjit and doesn't list the Isur Yitzim Pesach Ha'ayel. So Reb Chaim says, how can it be? If the according to the Rambam, it doesn't belong there because it's not true. They have the same din. But according to the Ravid, the Kohen Gadol is like a different than the Kohen Hedjit. So in this regard also, so why is it not there? So Reb Chaim says that you have to say that the Isur Yitzia is heyois that the Kohen Gadol is milubash with more bigadim, so his achrayus, using my words, Reb Chaim's words, his achrayus to stay in the base of Mikdash is a heightened achrayus, right? It's a marshal. If a person it's inappropriate, and if a person is. Sometimes a person will be dressed in a certain way that it's inappropriate to be in a certain place. Okay, so if you're dressed in the four begadim, okay, so then you'd see him. He basically a mikdash, It's not so anachronistic, right? Again, it's easy to explain in non-lumdisha terms, but it's not the. Kavadik for the Kohen who's dressed is not Kavadik for the Begadim. So Yitzim Pesach Oil B'Shas Avoda. Say if you're wearing Aleit Begadim, not Shayach. Wearing four Begadim, okay. So that's simple. It's brisk for dummies, right? So if you want to look at it in a simple way, so that just helps us. It's getting late to explain what Reb Chaim is pointing out. But Reb Chaim is pointing out that the Levishas Begadim adds on its own set of halachas. So that fits into what we're saying, that there is a din of Seder Levisha, and that the Ribui Begadim that we discussed in Hayom Aleph, Baruch has very, I was grappling a lot with his aura, whether what I said in the Ramban is correct, that our Gemara is a riot in Machalik between Kedushas, Chinuch HaKohen and Chinuch HaMikdash, because the Rebbe Begadim. So I sort of answered quickly about the Brisk Rosh Mahalach. I'm not sure it's correct. Baruch might be correct. It doesn't support the Rambam. But what Reb Chaim is saying is that the Begadim have their own, they are a Mechayim of their own. So maybe you could say that therefore they have a din of Kovet on their own. So the better the Brisk Rov, we can support the Brisk Rov's idea is that it's not the Kedusha's big day kuna, but it's a fact that the Begadim are Mechayivim. Okay, opens up a lot of machshavas of Begadim.